Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy for Saturday, July 12, 2014. I'm the host of Cosmic Love, and it's my great pleasure today to be interviewing Christos Lightweaver. He's my guest on Cosmic Love today, and he's going to be addressing the global power shift from highly centralized state power to highly decentralized public power, as Culture's Enlightenment with Heart Coherence, the mother of Net Reality, Open Source Code, and the future of open source everything. Since 1970, Christos has been coding the new American revolution of social conscience in our ubiquitous global social networks. He's a professed egghead who gets ahead with the power of wisdom with love, the three-in-one, the throne of the egg from which cosmic love is hatched. Now, as a longtime member of the Cosmic Secret Service, Lightweaver has come out of the closet and is no longer anonymous. He has openly coded the coordinates for cosmic law and sacred geometry frames of reference for a process of 2014 global transformation with interactive real-time mass-to-mass telecommunications. Now, this open source code for global telecom represents the language of the angels, a frequency standard, heart coherence, which is at the heart of the next wave of the computer internet revolution from cyberspace to inner space, the internet at the heart of the internet. So, shall we go into this a little bit today? There'll be links with more detail on the concept and the understanding of internet technology, IT, which harnesses the power of quantum computing. And you want to know more about that and how to conceive it, internet technology, believe it, and achieve it. Quantum computing, navigating the internet. Anyway, Christos is ready to shamelessly bear all beyond the faithless fear that is subservient to the inordinate love of power and towards the fearless faith and the ordained power of love for healing hearts and minds worldwide. So let's welcome Christos Lightweaver to Cosmic Love. And at this time, let me download Christos Lightweaver. I have to laugh here because... I'm reading this because most of you know that my pen name on my HeartCom Network blog is sometimes Christos Lightweaver. Okay, so you know that I'm kind of spoofing a cosmic joke to welcome new listeners to the show. What can I say? So I hope everyone finds this interesting. But first, the local news with the local weather, and then the global news with the cosmic weather. Local weather here in Paradise Valley, Montana, has been hot. I mean, it's been steamy, you know, the kind of hot where, you know, the splash and dash thunderstorms come over, dump some rain, and then it steams up. And this is, you know, we usually only have a few weeks of this in Montana. So that would be the local weather. Most of us don't have air conditioners here. You know, we don't need them as a general rule. So this is hot for Paradise Valley, Montana. As far as the global news with the cosmic weather, as those who listen to my show occasionally already know, I give the cosmic weather occasionally with the astrology psychology that's going on globally, as you perhaps know, at least the astrologers on the show know. There is full moon going on. The full moon has usually a three-day influence. You know, it can have quite an influence. So we got the full moon in Capricorn. And Capricorn is kind of like, you know, the power line of the 12 lines of the clock. When I say power, you know, in its higher form, it's, you might say, God power. In its lower form, it's, you know, the human ego doing its controlled power trips, you know. So anyway, that's a test going on for, you know, individually and collectively. That's the global weather. So I could go into this more in the global weather. Sometimes I do more than other times, but I don't think I will today because I got a lot of material to cover if you find it interesting. I hope you do. I'm going to go into that. I just posted an article on the HeartCom Network that I have links on the page. You can go to that. And regarding what's going on with the global news, this is again playing into the astrology psychology at this time with the full moon. I figured it is a good time to focus on this subject of global power structures, power struggles, power trips, you know, what's going on with this full moon in Capricorn with authority figures. And you do check the news for a couple of days, you kind of get the drift of it. It's like gone mad, angry, you know, worrying. You know, he does that to some people. I mean, it flares tempers. But here's the flaring the flame in your heart. We're going to go into more of heart transformation, transmutation in terms of the global revolution that's transforming social institutions with social conscience or global social networks. So ready or not, the next wave of the computer internet revolution, you know, quantum computing with heart coherence, and I've gone into that with sufficient links for anyone that really wants to understand what I'm talking about there. But this is what's going on as far as defining and refining the next economy with the currency of conscience. So those who go to HeartCom, my HeartCom Network blog, and you'll see this article I did on July 7th, here just a few days ago, called 2014 Shift News, Global Transformation. And I go into this, and it's virtually an online book. I mean, it's got about, what, 10 paragraphs or so that gives kind of the overview, but that overview is basically a table of contents. And there are about, 14 chapters in that because there's 14 links. So in other words, down through that table of contents, introductory overview, there are hot links that are like basically chapters that give this overview of what's going on with this dynamics right now of 2014, you know, shift, global transformation. So I thought some of you will find that interesting. You can do that on your own. Some of you, perhaps on your computer system, if you have a full-blown laptop or desktop, you can pull up, you know, this in another window. And actually, even while I'm talking, you could pull up, you know, the HeartCom Network, pull up the July 7th archived article down below, and on 2000 Shift News, Global Transformation. And you can go through those chapters and basically see what I'm talking about, getting an overview. So this can be like a multimedia presentation for some of you who are listening, or if you're listening to this later with the podcast, you can certainly do the same thing. So I'm going to go into, you know, kind of the meat of the show. This is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. July 4th got me in the spirit of things. That right after the July 4th, that the Shift News Global Transformation got me more in the spirit of things. And so, with this full moon, I thought I'd come to completion with, which is the concept of full moon cycles, with launch of the Alliance, the Alliance of Alliances on the Network of Networks. You might say the Alliance of Social Network Alliances with the Inner Network of Networks, the Internet with the Internet, and how this alliance, well, how it works, what it looks like, why it's already happening, how soon we can expect things to change, etc. So, a little preface to what I'm talking about. There's obviously an accelerated rate of change that has gone on with the computer internet revolution and is now really kind of coming to a head to this point, 2014. You know, this is a very unique time. And a lot of people are calling it, you know, the turning point or tipping point or zero point or critical mass or 100th monkey effect for global enlightenment. But in any regard, there's a mass, you might say, upwising and uprising going on in our collective consciousness. And according to quantum reality, this has already, you know, occurred in the continuum, and it's naturally going mainstream now for the big shift in 2014. This has everything to do with the huge issue for global citizens, global netizens, I call them. Because we have now, like never before, an unprecedented, amazing opportunity to network for the net worth of a more enlightened net reality. And I'm talking about net neutrality and the issue of net neutrality. And I provide links on that for an in-depth understanding of the concept of what's going on with the, you might say, this conscious evolution in the internet works of about 3 billion global netizens that are now online, out of about 7.2 billion people in the world. There's about 3 billion now that are actually online, mostly with smartphones and tablets, but also laptop computers and desktop computers. So this is huge. This is going on now. And it's really important, especially at a time like this, to understand where our greatest power is. And the understanding of how each and all have the power of choice as represents, ideally, the pure intent for optimizing our highest and best talents and resources. So this is, you might say, the challenge for global net reality, for global medicines at this hour, to basically wise up and rise up to this challenge of this opportunity. Basically, to get our act together as a, you know, a global village, you know, and transcend the language barriers in ways that are now possible. And language barriers, we're in a global village in principle, but a global village in practice, that's where we're going to, and that's what, you know, we're going into a little bit more today. So basically, I wanted to go into, with this introduction, the launch of the Alliance. The concept of a network, an alliance of social networks that are basically networking or otherwise passing the torch on a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of conscious evolution revolution worldwide. What that looks like, how it will work, etc. Last several articles, I've gone into that in lots of detail. Those who are really interested in the in-depth part of it can, you know, check them out, Marcom Network. Obviously, the future is what we make it. So the concept now is let the past be past. The fully present now is how we contribute to the global evolution revolution in higher consciousness, conscientious common sense, etc., as benefits 100% of humanity. That's saying a lot, but, you know, this is, you know, reality is, you know, we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. You know, we either use tools and processes for conscious evolution to make it so, or you know, we don't. We fumble the opportunity. So here's to look at what this looks like, a process towards ratification of, you might say, global revolution in higher consciousness. And I'm going to do a little flashback here, you know, way back in the horse and buggy days. It took 13 years, for example, from the 1776 revolution to ratification of constitutional government for the United States of America. It was 13 years. But today, in the global internet age, the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of global evolution in consciousness could go mainstream in 13 weeks, before the end of 2014. Everything is accelerated now. I mean, things can chain react. People send it to social networks, who send it to individuals, who send it to their social networks, and stuff just chain reacts. And it's called evaluation. You know, the expression is pay attention because attention pays. And, of course, valuation on the internet is with eyeballs, you know, how much attention's being paid. Well, you know, when something really good comes along, ideally something really good, I mean, beyond, you know, cute cat pictures or cat videos. Not that I don't like cat videos, but when something really good comes along, you would think it would get networked. You would hope it would get networked. Well, that's what I'm going through here. You know, what this could look like as far as, you know, a global revolution, evolution in higher consciousness. So what I'm saying is that we're at a very unique time. And mankind has free will, so anything is possible. And whether or not this victory vision goes viral or not is really up to the 3 billion global netizens who are now online. You know, our new net reality, the global mind, it's sometimes called, that's maturing as the United Sovereigns of Earth. I mean, that's where it's going. I mean, it's either that or tyranny. I mean, you know, give me a break. So, again, mankind has free will, so anything is possible. And like no other revolution in the past, the business of global evolution, evolution in consciousness, will reinvent the evolution of business models. that are more win-win rather than win-lose. You know, public serving interests will check and balance self-serving corporate interests. I mean, this will naturally evolve as social conscience matures in our ubiquitous social networks. So what I'm saying is the pure in heart will champion this vision, this conscious evolution, revolution, what it looks like and how it works. So I'm going to be going into that. And if you know in your heart of hearts that global humanity is ready and willing, I mean, the people worldwide are really ready and willing for a shift from, you know, basically a system that's been warring with itself. So anyway, you have a choice to do better as much and as well as you know better. So we've all got a choice. Mankind is free will, anything is possible. So just my introduction here is kind of culminates with consider the personal and the planetary benefits that come with what I call, to process affirmation, confirmation, determination, integration, and overall ratification of this revolution in higher conscience with this launch of the alliance. So I'm going to go into one of the affirmations, for example. Affirmation. I am only one, but I am one. I am one with the vision, virtue, and valor that claims the victory of one world, a united state, global love, at-one-ment, atonement. So those who are following along with my Launch of the Alliance piece from the blog, we'll see a big picture of Earth and space. And the words, this is an infographic, and it's saying, I pledge allegiance to the Earth and to all beings and who inhabit it, and to the planet for which it stands, one world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all. Simple affirmation. At one moment, global village. United state of love, one world, and being one with that. So this would be the family of man in a global village, a unity state and universal solidarity of, by, and for us. Us as united sovereigns, a global connected netizens of Earth. So that's the affirmation. And not everyone sees how the natural evolution of the computer internet revolution has brought us to this point of instant everywhere and interactive global village capabilities. But for the 3 billion global netizens who are now connecting on the internet, net reality is a whole new world of freedom and opportunity. So here we're at confirmation. I can make a difference for oneness and atonement. I cannot do everything, however, I can do something. Because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the one thing that I can do. So confirmation is with the can-do spirit. And the can-do spirit basically understands that, as Walt Disney said, if you can dream it, you can do it. So we're all dream weavers and light weavers, you might say, in our own way. The dream is, of course, ideally to see the good, make it so. I mean, there are rules whereby Creator's intention is self-evident to those who focus intention within and with all via true love's retention, wising up to rise up for conscious ascension in a united state of co-creation's dimension. I had to throw that in there. So knowledge power is a wonderful thing, but power without quote-unquote wisdom is as incongruent and deficient as wisdom without love. And that's why net reality of a more enlightened nature, global nature, will empower wisdom with love of a universal heart coherent nature for global telecommunications that emphasize the TLC. Now, those who have read the links, the in-depth understanding of heart coherence as a frequency of basically holy compassion, loving kindness, however you want to put it, that's the actual frequency that is like the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm and basically the heart of the quantum field, quantum web, you know, the fractal order of the holographic universe. And I don't mean to go technical on you, but what I'm saying is that, you know, heart coherence is the standard. And those who grasp this, you know, basically the divine destiny of global heart-mind coherence, you will see the TLC blessing of global telecommunications, telecom, with universal self-care as a holistic solution to systemic global problems. Now, what I'm reading from, you know, the launch letter, you might, you know, the web page on launch of the Alliance, those who are reading this will have a sense of what I'm talking about. If you're able to see the links, then you can go back and read, click on those links and understand more about global telecom, what that looks like, how that works, and universal self-care, what that looks like and how that works with free online, basically, databases that you enter in your metabolic type, your blood type, and from there, you can go into a database of all the people in the world that have your same blood type, metabolic type, which indicates ideal foods you should or shouldn't eat based on your genetic history going back hundreds of generations. So that's important to understand, the value of that, as far as a vision for healing of the healthcare system, because, and it goes a lot further than that as far as being able to enter information for yourself or someone in your family. Again, this is a free online database that you can enter in information that basically gives a symptom profile of current health condition and different ways to explain that with the reporting protocols that you can put into a field. And then you will be able to see, you'll pull up for those same symptom, that same symptom profile, you'll be able to see what works best, has worked best in the database by other users of the database who report, and there's reporting protocols to report, you know, your results back to the database. So that everyone going to the database can see basically what's working best for any current health conditions set with symptom profiles. And we're talking about you know, the full gauntlet of which modalities, nutrient supplements, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or any other eclectic combination, you know, of modalities that are in the database, indicating what works best. That's kind of a vision right there for healing of the healthcare system. But again, you can look into that on your own with the link on universal self-care. So I've gone through affirmation and confirmation. Now I'm going to determination. I will do what I can do and should do, and by the grace of love, will do. And I love this quote that fits this determination concept beautifully. It's a quote by Francis of Assisi. He says, "Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible. Then suddenly you are doing the impossible." Way cool. Thank you, Francis. So enlightened net reality that I've been discussing, this concept of enlightened global net reality, it's, you know, geometrically, it's a virtuous circle. And a virtuous circle is like a clockwise spin, you know, upward spiral, you might say. It's a clockwise upward spiral. It's a virtuous circle of self-correcting, self-elevation of a salvation nature, which, of course, challenges status quo, paradigm paralysis, and victim-dictum, the vicious cycle of counterclockwise spinning self-sabotage, you know, like downward spiral, counterclockwise spin versus an upward spiral clockwise spin, you know, that's the virtuous circle, you know, for the way up and the vicious circle on the way down. And the virtuous circle, you know, we basically get our act together as a global, you know, village, we'll have an upward spiral. The vicious circle of self-sabotage, That's what does what it has always done and yet expects different results. You know, the definition of insanity. But shift happens. And so we've gone through affirmation, confirmation, determination. Now we're talking about shift happens, and we're talking about integration. I do because I am, I can, and I will fulfill my highest and best service to the golden rule of law language for an emerging golden age of civility with social conscience in social networks. This integration is actually the Aquarian mandate, which goes, in the larger scheme of eternal progression, there's common law, patterns of perfection, and common language for inspired direction, centering love within, so when we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. Either we optimize unity, or we're insensate. So we're in that shift now. We have the power to co-create the world we want with the web of consciousness that we want. We have the power to make it so. So the benefit of this higher power is naturally greater wisdom with coherent love. As you involve and evolve higher conscience with internet technology, IT, internet technology, you will naturally conceive it, believe it, and achieve it. The internet with the Holy Spirit of heart coherence, love and action, that is forgiving at the heart of a process of interactive mass-to-mass telecommunications. So there's links there. Specifically, you may want to go into the understanding of internet technology. I was talking about that in the introduction to the show with the music at the beginning of the show. So those who are interested in the understanding of IT as internet technology and what that looks like, how that works, I think you'll find that interesting. So we've gone through affirmation, confirmation, determination, integration, and now we're at ratification. Netizens of the world unite for net neutrality. I mean, we got to unite for something good. You know, worldwide love is good, but everyone on the internet understands the concept of net neutrality or should understand net neutrality. Not that it can't be with a higher understanding of love is in terms of the cosmic law, language of the law of the angles, language of the angels, heart coherence, mind congruence. You know, basically, we can understand that net reality is important in a lot of different ways. There's a lot of information out there right now. I think it's important to tune into it. The concept of net neutrality, and what I'm saying is that net neutrality can be checked, balanced, harmonized, you know, and otherwise self-regulated with a self-governing process that's like homeostasis in the body with natural checks and balances. And that's what I go into with the different links on the process of and the vision of how this works with interactive mass-to-mass telecommunications. So, ratification. For netizens of the world to unite for net neutrality. And when I say that, that's a large umbrella that I've kind of stepped down the concept of quantum computing, you might say, to net neutrality. More people can understand and appreciate the concept of net neutrality, especially from the perspective of the emerging social conscience in our social networks and how mass-to-mass telecom will involve and evolve and otherwise recycle the origination and evaluation of programming in the way that cultures, conscientious, common sense. So, ratification. There's a famous quote, some of you know that are listening, some of you perhaps don't. It's a quote by Saint Germain that was given January 1st, 1997, right at the time when the Internet revolution went mainstream for global conscious evolution. And this is a dictation that was given to Elizabeth Clare Prophet out at the ranch out in Montana back at that time. And the words of Saint Germain were, "Let us have one plan, and let us go with that plan. and let us go with it big time. Let us do that. Let us not have little groups here and little groups there thinking they know what to do. When you have to have mastermind consciousness that you are going to transform not only a nation but a world. This is a global situation and nothing less. So you must think globally and you must realize this is a pivotal moment. There will never be a greater moment, a greater opportunity to solve the problems of Earth. Again, that was by St. Germain, January 1st, 1997, via Elizabeth Clare Prophet, as the Internet revolution went mainstream for global conscious evolution. Now, the Internet revolution is going to the next level of global conscious evolution. And these words of Saint Germain are more important now than ever before. There's another words of wisdom from the Master Dwal Kul. Some of you are familiar with him, some of you aren't. But let the words speak for themselves. When he says, the massed power of goodwill, the dynamic effect of intelligent and active understanding, and the potency of a trained and alive public opinion, which desires the greatest good of the greatest number, are beyond belief. This dynamic power has never been employed. It can today save the world. That's the higher power I'm referring to. So here's the action plan. The action plan, the founders program, and the multidimensional benefits with affirmation, confirmation, determination, integration, and ratification of the purpose and plan for global unity in our diversity, telecommunication processes, universal self-care, vision of wholeness and healing for self and civilization. So here's the action plan. This is an affiliate model. So the action plan is, the dimensional, multidimensional benefits are actually represented in this affiliate model. And this is an affiliate model for the HeartCom Alliance. And it's represented, you might say, in the four quadrants of the circle of wholeness. And sometimes that's referred to the four winds, the four quadrants, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, government, education, healthcare, and the economy. You can talk about fire, air, water, and earth, all these archetypes, you know, and four quadrants, whatever, in the circle of wholeness regarding like the fire, air, water, and earth, or spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. It's like a clockwise around the clock in the four quadrants. So the first quadrant is free affiliation, and this is, again, the affiliate model. So global netizens, anyone in the world, of course, can subscribe to free launch updates at heartcom@mcn.net. That's heartcom@mcn.net. Simply put launch updates in the subject line. That's free affiliation. Anyone can do that for free, and you'll get launch updates. Second is paid initiate affiliation. Paid initiates for $33 receive initiate upgrades or updates with tangible benefits for optimal health that includes a bottle of nutraceutical grade royal jelly, SPX, Swedish pollen extract, ultra food. That includes free shipping. So an added benefit for these initiates is $30 paid back to you for caring enough to share this opportunity with two people who also become initiates, as explained when you become one. Now, this is obviously a nonprofit incentive plan for HeartCom Network, since the retail market price of the Swedish pollen extract is $39.95 a bottle. So for $33, you get it shipped to you free, and you get these upgrades, I refer to them as initiate upgrades. And for the third quadrant, you might say, is for communicant affiliation. Now, communicants are community builders who network for the net worth of a more enlightened net reality in our social network communities. Now, the product here is the process, the business of conscious evolution that will make it so. The public's investment in long-term solutions to cognitive dissonance and conflict in our core social, political, and economic institutions. So this is introduced, this is explained with an introduction when you get your initiate affiliation. including tools and processes for community building and social networks, and there's financial benefits included there. So, the other fourth quadrant is the ADEPT affiliation. Now, ADEPT is an acronym for Affirmation with Determination for Effective Precipitation in Time. I won't repeat that, but it's basically ADEPTs are masters of social networking for culturing social conscience in our social network communities. And the leaders of tomorrow will be those who master interactive social media with the currency of conscience at the heart of the business of evolution in government, education, healthcare, and the global economy. Now, these are all communities, government communities, education communities, healthcare communities, global network communities, global economy communities. Anyway, this is introduced, you know, with the initiate affiliation and further explained to communicants. So, again, get a summary of that, the four quadrants, the four winds, the four directions, the four archetypes, with an affiliate model, free affiliation, initiate affiliation, communicant affiliation, and ADEPT affiliation. You can go to, again, the blog page for the ARCOM Network, this last article from today on the launch of the Alliance. And you can have more information on that. You can, again, from that webpage, you can click on a Buy Now button. It's a PayPal button. For $33, you'll get the information on this affiliate model and how we are networking for net worth. And you get a bottle of Swedish pollen extract, which is usually $39.95 for $33. And for a time now, with this founders program, I'm going to see how this works, see if this takes off. If it takes off too fast, I'm going to cut it back, I'm going to be able to, for each people you refer this to, and I have a referral networking program I introduce to initiates, so you can see how that works. We're getting $33 back for each two people who also become initiates to order this body-mind boost with the Swedish pollen extract ultra food. So I've been marketing this Swedish pollen extract online to the network for years. Those who have been on my list for some time know that, of course. They know the story of how I went to Sweden back in 87 and got the rights to the North American market and brokered it out to different health food stores, sports nutrition markets, medical nutrition markets, etc. So that story is all with the Swedish pollen extract. You can read about that. And if you're interested, fine. Perhaps you can think of maybe someone else that would be interested in this information. You could forward to them, you know, the idea of networking for net worth. What goes around comes around. You don't have to get paid to do it. You know, I think it's nice I can provide an incentive for some people, or they can, with this founders program for a time if you're interested. But, you know, just out of your heart, you can always just, you know, care enough to share this with someone who might be interested, get something out of it, you know, maybe perk their mind and, you know, think about the world in a different way or whatever. So I'm going to make it a wrap at this time. I've kind of gone through the information I wanted to, the overview, the websites, you know, the links, and the vision of what's going on with the launch of the ARCOM Alliance and what this alliance can mean for your health, prosperity, global evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness, etc. So happy trails to all those who are listening. Hope your local weather is good and the cosmic weather blesses you. As above, so below. As within, so withal. And until we meet again, blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.